AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A state lawmaker has been silenced in Montana for speaking out against a new bill she says harms transgender children. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
Zoe Zephyr is Montana's first transgender lawmaker.
Today, I rise in defense of my community and of democracy itself.
Now, the Republican-controlled Montana House has barred her from participating on the House floor for the remainder of the 2023 session. It comes after the legislature last week said she violated decorum by telling them they had blood on their hands for approving a bill barring gender-affirming care for minors.
And when the speaker asks me to apologize on behalf of decorum, what he is really asking me to do is be silent when my community is facing bills that get us killed.
You may remember the Tennessee Three faced expulsion earlier this month for demanding stronger gun laws. President Biden is now combating questions from critics about his age and whether he's too old to run for president again next year.
I respect them taking a hard look at it. I take a hard look at it as well. I took a hard look at it before I decided to run.
If he wins re-election, he'd be 86 by the end of his second term. Some shocking testimony today from author E. Jean Carroll, who claims former President Trump raped her decades ago in a department store. CBS's Graham Cates is covering the trial in New York.
She said that she ran into him as she was leaving the store, and initially they engaged in what she called joshing banter. But she said it turned serious when they went into a dressing room and he attacked her. She said that he closed the door and pushed her against a wall, pushing his weight against hers, and ultimately raped her.
Trump denies it. In Washington, a jury's deliberating charges against five members of the Proud Boys for their roles on January 6. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The group includes Enrique Tarrio, whose defense attorney told the jurors yesterday it was Donald Trump's words, his motivations, his anger that caused what occurred on January 6.
If convicted, Tarrio would be the only one who wasn't at the Capitol that day. Prosecutors say he led things from afar. Senators want to ban young kids from signing up for social media like TikTok and Instagram. Hawaii Democrat Brian Schatz.
Following the Surgeon General's recommendations, it prohibits users under the age of 13 from accessing social media platforms.
Experts say social media is fueling a mental health crisis. Beyonce is fighting about $2.7 million in taxes and penalties. The pop star claims the IRS didn't allow millions worth of deductions, including charitable contributions, and penalties shouldn't apply to her because she acted in good faith. Bey's husband, Jay-Z, was not included in this filing. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Four F-35 fighter jets touched down Tuesday at Truax Field in Madison. Madison's 115th Fighter Wing is the second Air National Guard unit in the country to receive F-35s. Wisconsin's Air National Guard says ultimately 20 of the aircraft will arrive in the next year to replace the current F-16 jets. The Wisconsin DNR asking for volunteers to help collar elk calves next month. It's part of a multi-year study of the herd in Jackson County. The collected data helps the DNR understand elk movement, breeding, and survival in the state. 15 or more volunteers are needed for each survey day. The spots tend to fill up quickly. Volunteers walk through the woods in a line. Once an elk calf is found, a DNR wildlife biologist fits the animal with a GPS collar, which grows along with the calf. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crutey is off tonight. Today I am your co-host, Dom, and I have a co-host, Devil, with me in studio. She is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, and dear friend of the Devil's Advocates. Maggie, thanks for sticking around.
Hey, Dom. Great to be here.
Good to see you. Last hour, of course, discussing the news of the day. It's Fire Jerk Day. All the jerks getting fired today, April 24th. It will now be known forever. Aaron Rodgers out at Green Bay. Don Lemon out at CNN. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Have a little update to share with our audience. Of course, you can join us as well. 844-967-2789. Let's see. Fox News host, according to the New York Times, Harris Faulkner said Monday while on air that starting Monday evening, the interim show would fill the 8 p.m. hour with Fox News Tonight. Fox News Tonight replacing Tucker Carlson with a rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named.
Whew.
Oh, what are we going to do? So does this make, what does this mean for the mega movement? What does this mean for right-wing hate television, news, radio, whatever you call it? Dan Bongino out earlier last week as well. Tucker Carlson out today. Of course, Fox News, $787 million settlement. Maggie, thanks again. It's been way too long. But we didn't even get to talk about the Fox News settlement. And how does this now, in your mind, tie into what we're seeing happen over at Fox News?
Yeah, it's really a moment. Nearly $1 billion in the first settlement. I just want to say, like, it's the first settlement. They've still got to deal with Smartmatic. They've got a lawsuit that's basically tied right into these same nexus of facts, right? This young producer who worked on Tucker's show has made some really extraordinary allegations about the harassing atmosphere. Her calls to sort of fact check what they were claiming and the pushback that occurred, that is going to be another lawsuit. By the by, E. Jean Carroll, that might get ramped up any minute now.
Yeah, that's
too
going on this week.
Right. There's so much happening. But when you look strictly at righty-whitey TV news propaganda, you know, Tucker really did stand alone. And in a lot of ways, when you look at the media, the messenger does matter, right? you can have the same exact thing said by three different people, and one you believe, one you want to punch in the nose, and the other one you just want to turn off.
Is it the time slot, though? I mean, that's the vaunted spot. I mean, could you stick anyone? And I guess we'll see. I mean,
we will see. They're rotating the hosts through, right? Are they? I'm curious about the message, though. Like, to your question about does this change the Fox dynamic, do they continue to stick with this Tucker adjacent formula, right? Say something that is totally outrageous, that is explicitly racist, explicitly sexist in some form or another, anti-science. And then when people get outraged back at them and then accuse them of all the things that you've just been accused of, or just engage in apparently CJ's favorite tactic, which is whataboutism.
A lot of that going on, right?
What about?
Well, I mean, what about they just bring on some hosts that, you know, talk about the events of the day? And I get it. You know, people have a different perspective. You know, everyone's experiences are different, right?
Yes.
You can appreciate that. But the process, the style of Fox News and Tucker, I mean, this isn't the first time people have used racism and nationalism. I mean, this is kind of the authoritarian playbook.
Correct.
Throughout the entirety of time.
Yep.
It was just not able to be so much amplified as it is seemingly nowadays.
Absolutely. And I don't know that you're going to see much of a page turn from that dynamic unless and until the MAGA movement within the GOP is neutralized more. That's really what the question is, because media companies, I don't care right or left or down the middle, are going to sell what people are buying, what gets the clickbait. Now, make no mistake, I will not engage in false equivalencies. Don Lemon is a jerk, but he is nowhere near as divisive and dangerous and demented of a jerk as was Tucker Carlson. These are not equivalents.
Is.
I just like to think of him in the past tense.
Right.
And I just mean it from a media standpoint.
Course,
he's not on Fox
course.
Anymore. But, you know, this is the guy that called women dogs. That's Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
He called Iraqis primitive monkeys. He actually said this on air. How did we wind up in a country in which feminists do science? Marie Curie, man, I'm just saying, Marie Curie, like, these are extraordinary things.
But he's purposefully just trying to rile people up. You say whatever the hell I mean, what is
also
this?
Yes. A quotable, this is one of my favorite Tuckers, the metric system is a conspiracy. I mean, for real, right? Donald Trump went and met Kim Jong-un by saying that leading a country indeed means mass killings. That's sort of like, because Donald Trump said, well, Kim Jong-un, he's a good leader. CEO, his people love him. And Tucker doubled down on that. That's bananas. My favorite, Tucker, white supremacy is a hoax. So, like, slavery didn't happen. That wasn't a thing here. I mean, that's why what I think is motivating for Fox News, what worked for Tucker, and I'm sure he'll go sell on his own platform or some other platform.
Yeah, see how Truth Social is working out.
Absolutely. It will be this same brand of stuff. Now, is that always a human condition,
Tom?
I
agree
with you.
Does he take that audience with him, though? I mean, so here's the point. I haven't seen, because this is kind of breaking news, I haven't dug into what the right-wingers are saying on their side. But I would imagine Tucker Carlson has quite a following among the white nationalists. And if Tucker goes, are they going to take that ire, as does Trump? Like, no one's a Trump ally. You're a Trump ally until Trump decides you're not, and then he craps on everybody. That's how he does it.
That's his modus operandi.
And in a lot of regards, that's seemingly how the MAGA movement works, right? If you're not down, Parler got sold. The new owners want to actually make some money, and all the whiteys are, oh, they're terrible, Parler. You know, so there's
right.
If you don't
anti-Semitism as your co-brand,
well,
right?
If you want to get beyond a certain percentage of audience and market share, yes, absolutely, it is.
But
there's always a few that'll eat that. But is it a sustainable business model? God, I hope not.
I don't think so. I think you've brought the conversation full circle back to the fundamental demographic problem that challenges the GOP. The numbers don't wash. They are literally dying off, right? The country is no longer older and whiter and maler. It is more diverse, right? There is a more open sensibility. That is what the GOP now has to brand itself against. That's why you saw Tucker Carlson basically standing up in 2018 for the first time and loudly endorsing replacement theory, right? Replacement theory, for those that aren't familiar, has always been a fundamental platform within the white nationalist and KKK movements and those adjacent sort of groups throughout American history since basically the Jim Crow, right? Part of that was the reason we need to oppress through indirect and direct means, both legal and illegal, black and brown folks, is that if you don't, they will replace white people.
Right.
That literally it will lead to the annihilation of the white race. He went on television and said, yes, replacement theory. Mm-hmm, we have to be worried about that.
That's the thing. I'm Tucker Carlson. This is Fox News. Thank you for listening.
Right.
Yeah.
And cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
3.3 million people
every night.
And number one in the 25-54 demographic.
Absolutely. That's a frightening number. And I think we would be remiss to say, so the distinction I want to draw is this. One, do I think that that rabid, overtly racist, white, KKK-leaning, friendly group is the predominant group that can carry a show like Tucker Carlson? No. Tucker Carlson wouldn't have been on the air if those were the only people that were listening, because frankly, Tucker wasn't radical enough.
So he wrapped it up a little nicer for those who may not be so extreme.
He dulled the language down, even though I look at the language and think, oh my God, I can't believe he's saying that. But he wasn't actually saying we hate black people. Like he kept just shy of that line, right? But what he did speak to was the way to package that, right, with this, these things that are pretty clearly have their roots in the white nationalist and racist movements within this country, and say them in a little bit different of a way that appeal to folks in the working middle class that feel aggrieved and happen to be white and a little bit older leaning.
Fear and blame, though. I mean, where's the hope and change? You know what I'm saying? I mean, yes.
That's just, that can't work. It doesn't work demographically because the GOP does not have middle class sustaining policy planks. Okay, we see the result
as
of
a political platform,
as a political party, and that has been true since well before Ronald Reagan. Right, Reagan sort of made it very explicit. It is because of that, because what you're saying doesn't work for the majority of people. And oh, by the way, there are fewer white people relative to how many there have been as a percentage of the population, that you have to figure out a way to win. So the way to win is to separate, to use fear, and to use the oldest bases for fear in this country. The ones that are programmed into the American fabric and ephemera. It is racist, and frankly, most of the time, it's pretty gosh darn misogynist. That sells. They otherize, that is the brand of Fox. You go hope and change, and all of a sudden, you got to be responsible for some policies that look like hope and change.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of ours, and my understanding, Maggie, perhaps a host once again. We'll get into that. What's going on? We got lots of good news and lots of callers. We will get to you once again. 844-967-2789. It's the jerk firing day every April 24th from now on, Maggie Dawn. That's when the world needs to fire their jerks. And
fire
today,
them jerks.
Aaron Rodgers, Tucker Carlson, and Don Lemon. You know, sports, right, left.
You're all gone.
Taking care of family business. We're going to take care of some business and come back with your calls once again. 844-96-PARTY.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence, or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure, or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to if they can't afford afford a lawyer. What they need is Civil Legal Aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund Civil Legal Aid in the Wisconsin budget. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 32 tonight under mainly clear skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 40. Upper 50s Friday, turning cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 50s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to get to the callers this segment, 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn in the studio talking about Fox News, Tucker Carlson, other jerks getting fired today. A little bit here. From the Washington Post regarding the Tucker firing, the spring is revelations from Dominion's trove of internal communications piled up. Carlson also came under scrutiny when a former producer, Abby Grossberg, sued Fox for sexual harassment and other alleged wrongs. In her suit, she said that when she started working for Carlson, she found the office plastered with large images of then Speaker, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, quote, in a plunging bathing suit revealing her cleavage. Tucker, yeah.
Why?
She also alleged that male colleagues on Carlson's staff openly critiqued the looks and sex appeal of prominent female politicians, as well as their own female co-workers, and that a boss asked her uncomfortable questions about the sex life of her former boss, Maria Bartiromo. And duly noted, Abby Grossberg has the receipts. She's got tapes of lots of these conversations and ongoings at Fox News.
It had to just be an everyday thing,
right?
Like, yeah. This is clearly what was happening. And it's interesting, again, in the same line of commentary, when we talk about the fact that they can't win on the argument, right? That when you hear people sort of give back the Fox talking points or engage with the argument, it's they have bought into like the half-formed, half-shape, half-baked, half-the-facts sort of frame that Fox presents a lot of these arguments in. And when you are failing so hard on the argument, what do? You make fun of the way the woman looks, right? You call her fat. Oh, by the way, Don Lemon did that too to a colleague. So,
right.
Don Lemon, it's fire the jerks day, Don Lemon too. But you call a woman fat and you make fun of the way that she looks. And you engage in really awful, sexually explicit either discussions or imagery regarding the woman. Every single female listening to this show right now, Dominic, I guarantee you, if she has worked in any environment where she demonstrated ample confidence, jokes and comments and terrible things were said about her by some of the men that she worked with. And if she's worked in more than one, like any place that you go, if you don't have to dress a certain way, you don't have to act a certain way, you don't have to be a certain age, it doesn't matter. If you demonstrate competence, and heaven forbid, if you're really damn good at your job,
yes,
then there are people in that organization, and probably men pretty close to those women, saying just absolutely objectively awful things about them. That's where you go when you stink at your job or your message or your policy planks don't work. That's why Republicans engage in these kinds. That's right. That's your go-to maneuver.
Yeah, yeah. 844-967-2789. Mega Dawn, great points. Let's get some points from some of the audience members. Todd from Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're up. Welcome, Todd. What do you got for us?
Yes. I was just wondering what mega Republican means.
What is a mega Republican? Well, a Trump-supporting Republican. The new Republican, okay. not the old Republicans.
A Trump supporter that doesn't matter what he says or does doesn't care about an insurrection. The kind that's like, yeah, he can do no wrong. I don't care what he did. I'll always vote for Donald Trump. That's a MAGA Republican.
What does MAGA mean? Doesn't it mean make America great again?
Yeah, when was America great for black people?
For black people, a lot of black people are doing well off.
America on balance great for most black people? Just if you ask the average black person, is America great for black people? What do you think a black person would say?
Yes. Yeah, I think they would say yes.
I think that's a lie, and you absolutely know better, and that's the problem with the phrase make America great again. Make America great again for whom? To what era of America are we hearkening back to?
Right. That's really
America.
The question.
It doesn't say make black America great again.
No, it says make America make great again. America. Again, the America from when?
Right.
Again,
but
when was it great?
America's always been great. Why do you hate America so much?
Why do you assume that I hate America? Criticizing something doesn't
because
mean that I hate it.
It
means, criticizing America means that I believe it can be better, and because I love America, I will criticize it. That's what being a patriot is, to be able to understand that history is complicated, that America was birthed in slavery, that slavery is an evil, that the results of having brought people here involuntarily to build our country's economy, without which we would never have been able to be where we are today, that has created systemic inequities. I call that patriotic, sir. I think America can be great, but we do not have a finished product.
Todd, let me Todd from Green Bay.
If I may,
and I appreciate the perspective. Let me ask you this: June of 1967, Loving, Virginia. That was when it became illegal for states to outlaw interracial marriage. Do you think interracial marriage should be outlawed in this country? Because it was up until 1967, Todd.
So 1967, that was how many years ago? There's interracial couples everywhere. You guys don't see them?
So the point is, when have we achieved a just enough society, Todd? Do you get to a judge when our country is just enough? Do you believe that America should continue to try to make itself better? So if so, why do we have this idea that we should make America great again, as if our project of democracy is done? Why shouldn't we all be trying to make it better?
If you say the Pledge of Allegiance, it was built on a republic, not a democracy. We fought a war over slavery with white people against white people. Killing each other.
Black people also fought in the Civil War, Todd, but black people also fought in the Civil War.
But it was fought between, it makes no sense. Also, and then I keep hearing...
I'm sorry, what makes no sense? I was confused about your comment about the Civil War.
We'll leave it there, Todd. Appreciate it, man. Keep trying. 844-967-2789. We will take more of your calls with Maggie Dawn, Waukee County Corporate Counsel, and... new host. When's that show starting? Well, hey, stick around. We'll tease you. We'll be right back.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyrs calling out the Montana legislature for voting to censure and bar her from the House floor.
You use decorum to silence people who hold you accountable. Then in the name of all you are doing is using decorum as a tool of oppression.
She'd been slamming a new law banning gender-affirming care for children. President Biden is defending his age after announcing he's running for president again at 80.
I guess how old I am. I can't even say the number. It doesn't register with me.
But it is registering with critics who say he's too old to run. Mr. Biden also met with his South Korean counterpart today at the White House to sign a new agreement. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
It will include the first deployment of a U.S. nuclear ballistic submarine to South Korea since the 1980s.
It's basically a show of force as North Korea ramps up missile testing. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Maggie Dawn, my co-devil for the day. Crudy's out screwing around somewhere, having fun, I'm sure. I bet he wanted to be here today. Aaron Rodgers traded. Yes. You know, Crudy's is going nuts right now. Hating the fact he's not here to talk about it.
Thanks, but Mike.
We got Maggie Dawn here going to talk about it. Maggie, we had our last caller, Todd, you had some thoughts for Todd.
Yeah, wants to know why I hate America, as if criticizing America means I hate America. I think if you love the country, right, you have to criticize it. The question I always like to ask people when they ask me that silliness is, did you ever get in trouble when you're a kid with your parents, like get grounded? You know, maybe you have to do some chores.
Right, totally. All the time. My parents hated me.
Right. Did that mean your parents didn't love you?
No, of course not.
If you love it, You will work to make it better. You will boldly engage with its flaws, right?
Yes.
That's how we learn from this. Those that do not learn history are doomed to repeat it, right?
It's a give and take relationship. You know, this isn't stalking. You know, we don't stalk America. We actually truly love America, all her flaws and all her wonders.
Yes.
And of course, a piece of dirt is not a thing. It's a mindset. It's a people. It's a philosophy that we aim to be there. We try. I mean, it is. And damn, it's hard sometimes, Todd. It's hard. Especially when you fall for hucksters like Trump and Tucker Carlson. That makes it even more difficult. But the criticizing of our country and observing our historical facts is not hating America. It's not being woke. It's just what it is. It's history. It's fact. These things occur. And while, you know, 1967 might seem like a long time ago, Todd, I was born in 71, man. You know, it's not that long ago. So not quite in my lifetime, but almost in my lifetime, an interracial couple could not get married in some states in this country. That's very recent history, man. I'm not an old man yet. That's like yesterday, Todd.
Well, to me, it's like, hey, Todd, okay, you think all black people or every black person that you would talk to would tell you that they think America's great, works just peach keen for them, for black folks. Do you think black folks would generally tend to indicate some level of fear if they're ever pulled over by a cop? Right? Like, is that an experience that most white people have where you get pulled over and you're not cold sweating because you're like, oh, my insurance is going
to
go up.
Oh, I forgot to put the stickers on the license plate.
Have you actually ever interacted with someone that works in law enforcement and feared for your life?
Life, right. Like, literally for your life.
That's the question, right? Hey, did the house you bought or your parents bought when you got the deed that was recorded 100 years ago, if you live in Wauwatosa or Greendale or Greenfield or, you know, Shorewood or Whitefish Bay in Milwaukee, did the deed actually say this property shall never transfer to any Negro? Did it say that?
Because they still do.
Was that you? Yeah, like, come on.
Right. 844-967-2789. Todd, keep trying, man. Keep trying. We'll get you straight. Beth from Indiana. Solid response, says Beth. What do you got for us?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Love y'all. Listen, I got a response both to Todd and to every person in this country that is moved by the phrase, make America great again. Here's something these guys are not remembering. When you ask them, well, when was America great? Most of them will agree that they might say the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. Well, guess what, dudes? That's when the richest Americans were taxed at either 75 or 90%, depending
right.
on which decade you choose. Unions were strong, and, you know, there was a whole lot less corruption in the federal government. They're the ones that tell us how bad government is, but they're not willing to clean it up and make it less corrupt. Now, you know, some of them, it's true. You know, Trump gave them permission to be bullies and to be racist at time. And hopefully Todd isn't a racist like that, okay? But I think a lot of these guys are talking about trade deals and the economy. And if so, you're voting for the wrong party.
Mm.
Start voting for the party that sticks up for unions and high taxes on rich people. We're not supposed to be creating kings and queens. That's one thing the founding fathers would have hated.
150%, right? Let's talk about what's happened to the middle class since whatever period of time. And generally, I totally agree with the caller. It's in that gauzy view of the, you know, of the
black
50s
and white,
and
leave
60s.
It to Beaver.
Yeah, that whole view, which wasn't great for women or black people.
Well, I was
going to
say it was great for white people,
but
women knew their place. Minorities knew their place.
Yep.
The gays, they knew their place. Trans, don't even get me going on
well,
any of that.
Well, that didn't exist
right,
back then.
Of course not.
But if you want to talk about that sort of head of household, white middle class family, where there was a man at the head of the household, that was a golden era. It was built
on one income family.
Yes.
Amazing.
And it was built on family supporting union based jobs. It was built on infrastructure programs. It was built on the New Deal of Roosevelt, right? And coming out of the Depression. That was the greatest creation of middle-class wealth in our country's history, and it happened exactly as the caller said, because of Democratic policies and programs that helped effectively ensure that those that were working, that were the engine of our economy, were paid fairly for their labor.
What a concept.
Right? And when you got sick, it didn't mean that your life and you would become bankrupt and your family's livelihood was forever lost. It didn't mean that when you became old, you would become bankrupt and not know where your next meal was coming from. It was built on good public education that was accessible to all white families, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that meant. And those were Democratic policies. And now note what I'm saying here, that these Democratic policies didn't benefit black families. Yes, that's exactly right. Medicare, Medicaid, that excluded farm workers. That is still one of the greatest inequities in our country's economy. Farm workers aren't included in almost any labor laws in the United States. Guess who else are excluded? Domestic workers. So that would be women that take care of your kids, which back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s tended to be black ladies, yep. Right? People that clean your homes, right? All of these folks were excluded from those middle-class wealth-creating programs. The GI Bill, all of the housing subsidies, all of that excluded basically black folks. Anybody that worked in a field or raising kids, or making meals for another family, were excluded from those middle-class wealth-creating programs that the United States had. Also Democratic programs. So that's what we're
still needed about. Tweaking. It still needed evolution to become more equitable, although maybe not even to the degree that we need it to be.
Again, look at me criticizing my own party from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Who heard of such a thing?
Oh, my goodness. Critical thinking. Let's not have any of that. 844-967-2789. Love it when you join us. Maggie Dawn on the mic. Jim from Appleton. You will be next. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I'm going to take us a little bit backwards to Tucker Carlson and Mr.
Sure.
Lemon. Does anybody know if they have non-compete clauses in their termination? Because it sure would be wonderful to not hear their voices for a year or two.
Little pause on the Tucker Carlson racist rage machine, right? So NDA is really interesting question, especially when you get into the media. I am not an expert on NDAs within the media. I do know that there were some cases from back in sort of the heyday of the studios where actors and actresses were almost like indentured servants to studios. And there were some cases that came up. I also know that's why you were facing a writer's strike, in fact, currently out of Hollywood. Why people, when they talk about having their SAG card, their Screen Actors Guild, that unions in the entertainment industry are in fact a huge deal, and that doesn't exempt media personalities at all. Typically, there's some sort of financial arrangement that precedes these exits, even if the firing is somewhat unexpected. It's either been dealt with in a clause of their contract going in, or they effectively get in a room and hammer one out.
Yeah.
That's correct. Because the media personality needs to be able to work. And generally speaking, courts do not look favorably upon, a non-compete clause. I misspoke earlier. a non-compete clause that effectively render one employable or unable to work as a result of the non-compete. So they typically just figure out what the number is
and go forward from there. Thank you for the call, Jim. Great question. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going down the line. Fred, you are next. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate. Fred, what do you got for us?
Thank you, guys. Hey, I'm going to go back a few things about hosts for the Fox Network.
Yes. Now that Tucker is gone, they're going to recycle hosts through one of their shows that will play at the 8 o'clock hour.
Well, that's good. I think Green would be a good one.
Oh, the MTG put on Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the idea. Maybe we can all sue Fox News again in like the next quarter. See if we can clear another billion off the top. Go ahead. Exactly. Who else
but
should
Fred,
host Fox?
Fred, doesn't she have a day job though? Although I hear she's got a podcast.
Yeah, makes sense.
The other one I'm thinking about is CJ.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
I love it. CJ call Fox News.
Yeah. I mean, let him spiel that out, whatever.
Yeah, he knows all the talking points.
I was going to say, he'll slide right in there.
Yeah, he's got it all down pat.
I don't think he has that curious look in his eye, though, Fred. I mean, there's only so many ways you can stare, you know, inquisitively to the camera.
Well, he could wear a Trump mask or something then.
I don't know. That Tucker face is like that je ne sais quoi cross between like smug, angry, and incredulousness, right? Like, I don't know if anybody's going to be able to do Ivy League smug incredulousness.
That is his superpower.
We've only heard CG on the radio, so we don't know what he's, you know, capable of doing face wise.
I have no doubt in CG's capabilities to be smug.
You gotta wonder. Hey, thanks for the call, Fred. Appreciate it. Let's keep going down the line. 888-844-967-2789. Dana, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Welcome, Dana. What do you got?
Hey, you guys. What do we got? The Maggie Dom show today, huh?
Maggie Dom show, right.
I love it.
You guys didn't fire Kirby today and just not tell us about it.
Well, you know, it is Fire the Jerk Day.
April 24th.
Say, I got a theory about Tucker, but first I just want to address Todd there. Todd, as far as make America great again, he says America is great. You know, it might be for him, but it's probably only about 3/5 great for blacks. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
You know, they always throw out these words like, we're not a democracy, we're a republic, and all that stuff. They don't know what any of those words mean.
No, define republic off. And define
they just
democracy.
Pick it up off of a, yeah. We're a representative democracy.
Correct.
That's what we are. They just pick those phrases off their comment threads. Say, theory I have about Tucker, what do you think that, you know, Fox News, I think they know Trump is not a winner. I think they know DeSantis is weak. And I'm wondering if it's possible they work this all out and Tucker gets to play a martyr and maybe he's going to run.
Oh, Dana. Like that, the way you think.
Just made me like physically ill.
I mean, he's got a following, right, Dana?
Yeah, he's got a following. And I mean, he's their number one guy. And this theory has been spinning for a while. And I think this might solidify that a little more. I mean, it's definitely speculation, but I mean, the other two guys, they're not going to win. There's no way they're going to win.
Yep.
Take your thoughts. You guys have a great night.
Hey, thanks for the call, Dana. Great points. Maggie, what do you think?
I do think, you know, Trump is a weak candidate, but he's got such fierce support within the party. You would almost need a Tucker-like persona to take on Trump. It's an interesting theory, you know, like watch this space. DeSantis is just terrible.
You see the head bobbing going on overseas? It's strange. He's got such strange body vocabulary.
Well, and listen, it's thigh food, Dom. Do you know about the Ron DeSantis thigh food test?
No.
Oh.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Maybe I'll tell you all about it. 844-96.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area. Attention wine lovers, check out a Cabernet tasting at Crush Wine Bar in Waukesha this Wednesday starting at 6:30. RSVP to reserve your spot by texting 262-227-7280. On Thursday, come get your laugh on and see comedian Josh Blue at Milwaukee Improv in Brookfield at the Corners. Doors open at 6:30 and the show begins at 8. Want a free ticket to Summerfest? Come support local students by donating needed hygiene supplies this Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Briggs & Stratton headquarters for their supply drive. And finally, visit Art in the Green, which is a two-day indoor art festival at the Mitchell Park Domes. The event starts at 9 and goes until 4. Tickets can be purchased at the event or in advance both Saturday and Sunday. If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kynard, at info@civicmedia.us.
only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 32. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 63. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 40. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Friday, with daytime highs approaching 60. 53, chance for scattered showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day with Maggie Dawn. I've got Jim Santel sticking around with me tomorrow, so tune in for that. We've got the best friends over here at the Devil's Advocates. Oh, yes, let's do that. Maggie, it's been too long. And my understanding, and I heard this through the grapevine.
There's a rumor.
I didn't hear this from corporate, but people came up to me and said, "Hey, is Maggie Dawn getting a radio show?" I'm like, "What?" I hope so. Maggie, what's going on?
Yeah, it looks all indications point towards the positive. We were looking for an early May, first of May kickoff, but I think we're looking, and Sage and Mike, the CEO of Civic Media and the president of Civic Media, are looking to basically lock in their new lineup for the new media empire that is Civic Media. And I was really humbled to be asked to come back.
Nice.
And so it looks like I may be following the Devils Monday through Friday.
What? That's the greatest lead-in show ever. wait. Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday. Well, what about Friday?
Yeah, Friday we all got to be done by 6 p.m.
All right.
But we'll replay out either one of my great classics from the Dawn of the Resistance or something that's very topical from that week.
Oh, that is fantastic, Maggie. I cannot wait. It'll be so much fun.
Yeah, and the real reason on Fridays is because, as you know, Civic Media really wants to be homegrown talk radio for every city, every village, every township in Wisconsin. And so in most of the places that we're going to be playing out, we're going to be looking to high school football, other local sports events fill in. Who wants to listen to me when you can listen to Friday Night Lights, you know, wherever you may be from? So in a hat tip to keeping it local here at Civic Media, that is the plan. Really looking forward to it.
That is awesome, Maggie Dawn. Look forward to that. We will have so much fun.
Yes, indeed.
We always do. We have fun with our audience as well. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the phones. Bob from Minneapolis, you're next. Welcome, Bob. What do you got for us?
Howdy, folks.
Hey.
As far as when America was great again, I submit before all the white people showed up. How about that?
Right.
I mean, it had great lumber forests. There was already, you know,
sustainability.
Civilizations here. And I mean, it was
mathematics.
What? But wait.
Complex calendars.
No.
The concept of zero.
It was Columbus discovered.
Oh, yes.
Yes, America.
Yes.
Bob, you know, I'm glad we don't have to have this conversation too much. I'm kind of surprised it actually came up. This has been a thing for a while. And if I recall, I've seen some Make America Great Again kind of like banners from old like Klan rallies back in the day. And this is not a new
slogan. Yeah.
No, it's somewhat of a dog whistle for the right wing. So, thank you, Maggie, for lighting Todd up. And thank you, Bob, from Minneapolis. Great ideas, man. 844-967-2789. Tom from L.A., the left coast. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that includes all of us.
Yeah,
second, I'm going to tell you a little dirty secret, a little bit about parts of Wisconsin or, just the idea that they think that I won't say they, because I don't want to make a generalization about everybody, but if they are in Green Bay and they see a black person, they think they're a Green Bay Packer. So therefore, all of a sudden, they think the black people in Wisconsin are like to be bowed down to. So therefore, they don't think they're racist. Now, when they talk about the Milwaukee black people, then they're like, yeah, there's something there. At least that's the way it was when I lived there. So, you know, for Todd over there in Green Bay, he probably thinks that, you know, black people have it great, because most of the black people that he will see in Green Bay are going to be players for the Green Bay Packers. Like I said, just a little dirty secret there. I think you guys might be able to relate to that. Also, Maggie, congratulations on your show. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
I'll be looking forward to it. And
appreciate that.
You know, and the thing about it is, America is an experiment. It's a great experiment. And the thing is, we are supposed to speak out about problems that we have with certain, whether it's our country or whatever it is, because that's how we actually make things better for all of us.
I mean, redress, I think they call that, Maggie.
Thing. Yep, yep.
Well, it's also called, I think it's also called justice. I mean, we also have to have justice. You know, I still go back to George W., which is George War Criminal Bush, is what I call him. You know, in terms of, we've had a lot of sins that we really haven't had justice for over the years. And we really do need to clean up our own backyard.
Yeah.
And clean up some of the sins that have been from the past, and the original sin being slavery.
The legacy sins, Tom. Hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, man. And I totally concur. There's a lot of making up to do.
What I think isn't that you look at any major power at any point in time in world history, and mistakes will be made.
Certainly.
When you are a nation, you wield armies, right? You wield weaponry in pursuit of your nation's interests. There will be mistakes made. There is no perfect battle. There is no perfect war fought. I just think it's high time we stop fighting ourselves, right? Fighting about our history, and instead observe it. I have no doubt, and I actually give Todd and CJ a heck of a lot of respect for coming on and saying what they want to say and trying to engage. They know they're going to have a hard time, and yet they still call and put forward their viewpoint. I say bravo to that. That is actually what the whole thing is about, and most of us, no matter where we're from, we want the same things. Connecting about the things that we want and trying to allow that we can have a good faith disagreement about how we achieve those things, or how most efficiently or most effectively, or whatever the metric is, that begets a totally different argument.
Yeah, but good faith is a very specific thing.
It really is. telling me that I like pedophiles or want to defend pedophiles, or accusing me of hating America because we want to engage in those critical conversations, I say, that, man, that's where we lose it.
Yeah.
We lose it when Tucker says that women can't do science well, right? That those kinds of things. We're better than that. I like to say, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Use the Earl Ingram.
But Tucker Carlson. Oh, man. I mean, it's Tucker Carlson. I mean, who the hell cares? I mean, really? I mean, okay, so he's been in front of the camera. He's been in front of the mic for a long time. He's a personality. What is Tucker Carlson an expert in? Why does Tucker Carlson's opinion about anything? I mean, just as less like me. It doesn't matter. I mean, he has a perspective. I have a perspective. You have a perspective. If you want to engage in good faith discussions, I think a lot of people are down for that. But when you're just, you know, gaslighting everything and repeating, you know, talking points, that's not good faith. And I would say one thing, I think we're seeing that play out at least a little bit here with the elections of Wisconsin's Supreme Court justice pro to say, it's the kids yep. These days, they're not down for that, man.
No,
they understand, they want what they want. This is the TikTok, the, you know, your phone, everything, it's your hand. And you're gonna listen to some Cleta Mitchell, some right wing conservative attorney tell you it's too easy for you to vote.
And it's not easy. If it was easy, everyone would have a national freaking holiday and no one would have to work, Cleta. It would be on Saturday and people would get paid time off to do it, right? That would be easy, Cleta. If it was easy, you could roll up and vote, you know, from basically anywhere. But that's not how we do it, Cleta.
You want to make it just a little bit harder.
A little bit harder.
It's easy when my pal Maggie Dawn comes around the studio. Maggie, thank you so much. Let's go and have a good time. We're going to keep this party rolling. Folks, appreciate you listening. Crudy, I think he's coming back on Thursday. Got James Santel, former U.S. attorney, also fabulous friend and lawyer. He'll come around tomorrow. Maggie, thank you so much, sister. Look forward to hearing you on the air again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dom.
All right, folks, have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. I promise. I'm not Tucker.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system. So,
you are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.